Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There once was a man from Nantucket. His name was Sven, and I think he sold health insurance. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Chas Fremont III for that catchphrase submission, Chas Fremont III, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. We have a great week. I tell you, after a few months where we had zero celebrities, no one wanted to come to my backyard. Maybe we had a David Cross once in a while, you know, here and there. But, you know, when you invite people to a backyard, celebrities mainly don't want to go there. We're finally back in the studio. We're all of August. We are just the stars are out. The stars are out in the night sky.
Coming? Who do you got showing up?
I don't want to say who we have. We had Patton last week.
Oh,
I mean, it's all people I know.
Holy shit.
Wow,
that's great.
Holy shit. But we do have a big Hollywood star coming up a little later. We do have a celebrity chef. We have a lawyer coming up a little bit later.
And
our main guest played a lawyer on television and is still playing a lawyer. He has another couple of episodes of his show. It's called iCal Sal. What is it called again?
God, I Get Sal.
God, I Get Sal. There is another episode tonight. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, there's the final episode next Monday night.
No, there's 4 more.
Well, we're taping this in advance.
See. Yes.
Yes, as we discussed previously.
Oh. I don't know how radio or podcast.
I'm on tour right now. I'm across the United States. I'm not here in the studio, unfortunately. But yes, there's 2 more episodes, one tonight.
Wait, is everything I see on TV pre-taped?
Yes.
Even the news?
Even sports.
What?
Yeah. It's all happening 5 days earlier. The moon landing? That was the only thing that was live.
No wonder I always lose in the casino. I keep talking about casinos.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about casinos before. You got casinos on the mind. And maybe that is a glimpse inside the twisted mind of our main guest here. He's got dollar signs behind his eyelids.
I love that fucking... I love he's so twisted.
So twisted. So strange. He's got to be on drugs.
Whole career.
I know. You got to be on drugs to do the things you do.
Not at all. And it's not that
actually
weird.
You show up pretty early and you.
Yeah. And it's like, it's never that. I'm usually the things that's brought up around are not that weird.
Well, it's also not your current life is weird.
I remember when David and I did Comic Relief 8.
I remember that.
And we did.
You were naked,
two
were you
pieces.
Not?
Well, we did the Naked Phrase Guest.
Right.
But also as well, we did a brief moment where we did a fake infomercial. Hey, get the Comic Relief t-shirt if you donate $50. What can you use it for? It'll protect you against spaghetti and watermelon and pizza pie, all that shit. That joke.
Yes.
And it's just a fucking fun riff.
Sure.
And when we were, and it got laughs, it was great. And when it was done, the dear, and I like her, Whoopi Goldberg goes, what was, I don't know what they're on. I don't know what
I
that
remember
was.
That. That was
like,
it was
a
stick.
A fake infomercial. We did the dumbest, most obvious,
most hackneyed cliche.
Hackneyed thing. What do you mean?
Yeah. Maybe the examples of the jokes were a little far out there. I remember that being a sticking point in the office for months after that. I remember you guys flying back.
There's a lot of things you could say. She could have said, no, that was hacky.
Sure.
That would have been fine.
That's
been like,
no Sister Act 2.
Yeah.
Well, he's here. I still haven't introduced him yet, but Balcal Sal is coming up, and let's welcome him back. My old Mr. Show buddy, Bob Odenkirk, many hamburgers to you.
And many hamburgers right back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Cheeseburgers, in fact.
What?
Yeah.
We have never added,
never
added cheese to our traditional greeting. Yeah, well, this is exactly the type of weird, twisted mind.
I'm a generous. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Incredible. You are on drugs, Bob, are you not? Bob, welcome back to the show. Great to have you here.
Good to see you, buddy.
You've been on since the early days. We've known each other for now. You knew me since I was a 25-year-old boy.
You're like a 40-year-old boy.
Yeah, 43. Do you think I'm 43? I love that. Thank you so much.
I don't know how old you are.
I appreciate it. I was thinking about when we first met each other, how I was but a boy, and I thought you were so much older than me, and I don't think you were, but...
I was probably 32.
You were probably 32 when we worked together, and it's like, how... 33. Like, yeah. You know, how can you ever expect... Like, and you were in charge, and you were a 33-year-old kid.
It's I like, know, right?
But you seem like an old guy to me.
Well, I had a kind of a old guy energy,
yeah,
don't you think?
You have, kind of like, plus you would spank us all.
Well... I was naked. Give me that. I mean,
hey, we can agree on that.
Cut me some slack.
At
least
you were
naked. I was
totally
naked and greased up. And I didn't just spank you.
I agree. All right, fine.
It was sexual.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not just trying to hurt people.
But it is funny that
trying to get off.
In show business, we give these like boss roles to young kids just because they create a show that's really good, you know?
Right.
And then you have to be in charge of a whole bunch of people.
Well, I was a Saturday Night Live writer, and that helped me know a bit about production because you kind of are put in charge of your pieces there.
Right.
And so, yeah, I had some...
And you knew...
And I'd been at the Stiller Show.
Right. And you knew what you didn't want to do from previous jobs.
Oh, boy, did I know. Yeah.
Right. You didn't want it to be on Saturday.
Right.
You didn't want it to be live.
Yeah. And definitely not at night.
No, never.
No.
Early mornings.
Yes.
Sometimes the sun wouldn't be up, let's be honest, because they would come on at 6 a.m., depending on the time zone.
Right, right.
And so it felt a little like cheating.
Right. But those are my rules, yep. And we did it. And it
You
came
had eight
off
simple
well.
Rules, did you not, for putting on a television show with your teenage daughter, David Cross.
That's right.
You guys, you of course, that was the past. The present
is... Let's not talk about the past.
Oh, God. I mean, it's bad enough. I mean, you're probably doing a whole shit ton of press for a better... What is
Gotta
the show called
Get
again?
Sal.
Got a Gal Sal.
Got a gal named Sal.
Got a gal named Sal. And is all the press done, or do you still have more because the finale is coming?
It's not done. There's more.
Okay.
Always more.
Always more. Until when? Until next Emmy season? So like another year, probably?
Yeah, because it actually will be.
Yeah, it'll be the last six or seven will be.
Votable or whatever.
Yeah. So eligible. You'll have to keep coming back.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I think that this is our big final run here. I mean, maybe we'll get a shot next year, but the last episodes are playing now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're some of our best work. So I think we got to, this is the time to tell people if you like the show, give us a... Tick the box.
But we were talking before, you were telling, and I don't want to spoil this necessarily, but you were saying that this is a fake out, that this is a fake last season, and there's actually one more season?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, it's probably a spoiler, but...
I guess it's a spoiler.
We're going to do a whole nother, like, five more seasons.
Right!
Because we're not going to tell anyone.
Right.
Or have it broadcast in any way, so that they'll continually be shocked and surprised at the news that, wait, they're doing more? Yeah, they couldn't believe it. It's all written. I mean, some of it is shot.
Well, everything, frankly, you guys wrote everything 5 years in advance, usually.
Yeah, most of the show was written 15, 20 years ago, actually, before I was in show business, but only marginally.
I heard that episode one was written while the creator was like having sex with his wife and actually
God was having sex with the creator?
Yeah, yes,
no,
exactly.
You mean Vince.
Who is God's wife? When you think about it, it's weird that he's a lonely bachelor, isn't it?
Mother Nature.
Okay, yeah, they get it on.
Come on now.
But you were telling me
isn't that kind of a harmless... observation that potentially you could say God's wife is Mother Nature.
Yeah, it's harmless. Who's going to get mad?
Who's going to get mad at
the God just railing Mother Nature?
It's not Zeus. It's not some god from some other religion. It's just a generic, you know, everybody.
Embodiment and personification of the world. Exactly.
Of goodness and earth and nature. Yeah.
You were telling me the last episode of this season of Better Call Saul.
The middle season.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep going.
Ends with Bob, the Bob character. You play Bob, right?
I'm Bob. I play a character named Bob Odenkirk,
right.
Which is so lucky for me that my name
because
also.
Otherwise it would get confusing on set where they're like, Bob, we're ready for you.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like.
And I'd be like, "What? Who's my character? I'm Saul. But whatever.
Yeah.
I play a character named Bob Odenkirk,
right.
Who's gotten a job as Saul Goodman.
Right. And he has to act like this Saul Goodman guy.
And he's. Yeah, he's acting, and he's also constantly checking his ratings to see how his show's doing.
Right. He's very, very interested in that.
And so he's constantly injecting excitement and energy and drama into this otherwise bland job, simple job.
Right.
Go to work.
A guy with a pretty boring anodyne life
right.
with two children and a wife.
And the thing that was so hard about doing it, Scott, was I'd never been a lawyer. Mm. And I had to pass the bar and, you know, this is what you have to do. And Jared Leto.
Leto, I believe it's pronounced.
I think he'd prefer everyone change it to Leto.
He'd prefer we all change it to Leto?
Yes.
All right, this is going to be a lot of paperwork for me, but okay.
Jared Leto and Bronson Pinchot.
They got together on this? Toe and show?
Called me from SAG. They both called me at the same... Hello, this is Jared. When I got the job.
What?
You get a call from a SAG representative.
And those two
and they are
reps?
There to say, you know, listen, you are very lucky. You are in the club, but you have to do, you know, you have to, you can't just pretend, you know, you have to do this thing.
You got to do the research.
So they had me lose weight. Mm-hmm. Then I had to gain weight.
Mm.
Then they just dialed it in perfectly.
Right. So
actually it was like a pound less than I was when I started this whole fucking thing.
Right. So they said lose weight, but you lost 40 and had to gain 39
like
60,
and then
you gained 60?
They were just testing me to see if I had the schmutz.
Yeah.
And then I got the right weight, and then I had to pass the bar, and then I had to, you know, change my name to Saul Goodman, and...
Right. Oh, you changed your illegally. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Or did you do it illegally?
Well, I did it legally.
You did illegally. Yeah. Okay, great.
All the way up to the Supreme Court. I mean, this is...
They took that case. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They have so many, you know, almost every...
You hear about the big ones, abortion, whatever.
You only hear about the big ones.
But they do the little tiny ones all the time. Can this guy change his name? Can that guy change his name?
Oh, my God. My license was expired. This, you know...
They took care of that?
Have you ever gone to court... I mean, it goes up to the Supreme Court very quickly.
Yeah, like, well, I once got a parking ticket that I didn't show up for, and I went to the...
Yeah, well, if you had...
Right.
Odds are...
They just kick it upstairs?
They keep kicking it upstairs.
Oh, my God.
And the nine justices, there's only nine. This is what we should need. We need more.
The wonderful nine.
We need 300, 400 of these.
Thousands. Why not? You know what's better than a million? A billion, as I said in...
Right.
The Social Network, not starring Bob Odenkirk, our guest today.
I once wrote a sketch for Saturday Night Live called The Jillionaire. And he was the guy who helped billionaires when they were low on funds.
What would he do? He would loan them money or
would be like, you're in trouble and I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you a couple million dollars you need to carry you, tide you over. But it was like... Yeah, he did. That was the adventure, like find a billionaire in trouble and help him out.
What happened to that sketch, can I ask?
It didn't get on.
What? But you were telling me, Bob, that the very last episode of this season ends with you turning to camera and doing the Dikembe Mutombo and going, we're back. We're back next season.
I actually don't know that reference. Is that a TikTok thing?
TikTok thing, it's sports. He would wag his finger all the time at the crowds because they would be booing him. This is what I don't know. I'm looking to my sports guy over here, and he's on the phone, not listening.
I've never seen it, but I'll have to check it out.
Do wag your finger.
At the end of the episode, it's a spoiler for probably pretty much everybody, but I do look into the lens, and I wag my finger, and it's kind of a... Told you so. Caught you.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Made you look.
Made you look at the whole series.
Right. Because you were on right before the finale of Breaking Bad many years ago, one of our earlier episodes, and you spoiled that episode right. for us, which ended with Walter White's son on the skateboard. His legs were fixed, and he said, "Look what I can do!" I remember you telling us. And so I just want a similar spoiler. You know, it's like, look.
Well, what happens in the end, we know that this character of Saul, Jimmy, whatever, Gene, Bob Odenkirk.
Right.
Gets a sex change. Surprisingly, Kim, the woman he loves, sure. gets a sex change. And they can, and they do both they do at the same
Do they do face-off surgery as well?
They do. And then wow. they are together again as a couple forever.
Incredible. This is big news.
Yeah. And they do live forever. That's kind of a... That, the show.
So they're like Eternals or
they become
immortals?
Immortal. And
do they have that surgery? How did they get that?
That is actually an accident of...
What were they, hit by a car and suddenly...
No, the tanning booth that they go in and something's wrong. They switches off and
got
it makes you live forever.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah.
It's not important. It's a great idea for a show, but it's we're like, not going to pursue you, it
Oh, you were... Okay, so
no,
the two...
it's going to be about them as a couple. The next couple seasons are them as a couple.
Do they get vocal surgery as well where they switch voices or is it the same voices but in different bodies now?
Well, that's the challenge production-wise because I'm going to have to record all my lines into her voice and her voice will go into my voice. And
right.
Can't do it any other way. And
yeah.
In fact, you know.
It's Are you going to do it live in front of a studio audience though?
We're going to do it live in front of a studio audience as large as we can get.
Yeah, maybe like arenas or maybe even stadiums or
I don't want to give too much away, but we're going to have you ever seen the Pink Floyd movie Pink Floyd at Pompeii?
At Pompeii? No, I haven't seen that
well,
one.
We're going to shoot it.
You're
at
doing
Pompeii.
It at Pompeii?
Yeah. In front of the old theater.
Whoa.
There, the old surround theater, because it's actually the best sound.
Do you think it'll ever go off in the middle of a show? That would be the dream. Like suddenly you're doing
you
a show.
You mean the volcano go off again? Yeah. Well, we're trying to make that happen because that would be a real cliffhanger moment.
Yeah, it would.
It was hard to get volcanoes to go off, you know?
Yeah, what can you really do? Like set depth charge explosives or?
Well, there's a lot you can do. And we're doing all of it. And it's going to cost a lot of money. And boy, I hope people watch. Boy, oh boy. Because we'll all die.
Sure. But, I mean, we all have
to
die.
But we'll be frozen in place.
That's the thing.
And that's what's beautiful.
You see all these, like, you know, statues or skeletons from Pompeii. Man, they're famous.
They're all famous.
You know?
Everyone who died in Pompeii.
Yes, we all know
that.
Because
they're eternally in that.
Yeah, in that.
Whatever they're doing. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Okay, everyone, we're acting out the poses that we're doing. Like, everyone's sort of, like, reaching to the sky, like, hey, lava, don't fall on me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine doing something embarrassing and that be what's, like, you're eternally known for? Like, you're scratching your butt or something
like that?
You know, how terrible would that be?
It would be, but I think a big wall of hot lava is going to make you get your attention away from your itchy ass.
I don't know. As itchy as it can get, you know, who knows?
I don't know.
Bob, you went through a health scare while you were filming the Cowbell Sal show.
Yeah.
Is this an Easter egg?
Cowbell Sal.
Cowbell Sal. More Cowbell Sal. Is this an Easter egg in the show where there's a scene where suddenly you clutch your heart and it abruptly cuts away and it made it into the show as like an Easter egg?
Yeah, and we're just kind of hoping the audience doesn't notice. I'm actually dead for about half of scene.
Half a scene? Really?
I turn gray.
And so
I'm sputtering.
Are they, they're cutting back to your coverage though?
You know, they weren't sure if it was an acting choice. And then when they saw it, they went, we just like it. And they asked
can we use it?
Can we use it? And I was like, look, I was on the clock. I was getting paid.
You're getting paid either way. What do you give a shit?
Sure, if you guys think it's great. So my character, and it does seem a little strange, just shuts down, falls to the ground, turns gray, can't breathe, and they carry on with the scene.
Wow. Professionals.
Because troopers.
Yeah.
And that's showbiz.
That's incredible.
And then after they yelled cut, a minute or two later,
After, so a minute or two after the old
cut? Yeah, I was. Yeah. I didn't have oxygen for, I don't know, not long, 17, 20, 40 minutes.
Maybe. Somewhere, yeah, not that big of a deal.
Brain. I lost about half my brain, but, you know, they say you only use 10% of your brain.
Yeah, so did you lose the half that wasn't part of that 10, or did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the doctors did an MRI, and they said, everything, you don't use any of the part you lost at all. In fact, we can take it out, and they are going to take it out.
Oh, they are? What are they going to do with it?
Well, I don't know. They're just going to throw it away.
I'd love to have it if you
wouldn't
mind giving it to me.
I mean, sure, but they're just going to throw it away.
I really,
you know, those medical waste.
Yeah.
Containers.
Trash
cans. They're just going to throw it into that. You know, and so that's coming next week, and then I'll be lighter, physically lighter.
Yeah.
I'll have less in my head.
That's great.
And they don't replace it with anything. It's just literally empty, and the rest of your brain just flops around in there. And I guess you can
hear. It's got a little more room, you know?
So yeah, it's not a thing. It doesn't change anything about who you are.
So if you're like shaking your head in disagreement, you'll hear like a sloshing sound?
Wow.
That's amazing. Congrats, man.
Yeah, well, a lot of people get surgery on their faces or whatever. I want the inside changed. I want the inside of me different.
That's the thing. The outside is perfect. And you've worked hard to get
it
that way.
I'm having some of my intestines taken out.
Really? Which ones? Long,
well,
short?
Well, I can't decide. I'm flipping a coin. I'm trying to decide. Yeah. I like them both.
Yeah, they're both great. I mean, they both do
but
what they do.
But I think I'm going to get rid of the large intestine.
Yeah.
Most of it. Because I'm just like, well, it's large.
Yeah, I know. It's
so
like,
let's get it.
Let's
medium?
Just, Can we
get
hey God, can we agree on a medium intestine for
do
once?
Do we really need? Small one's not taking up a lot of room.
No.
Or bothering me with a lot of issues.
Ah, jeez.
But meanwhile, I got this large one.
Oh, I tell you.
So small and medium is going to work for me. And other things, too.
Sure. Yeah, what about some bones? You know?
Yeah, I don't think I need all my bones. You say your feet have 500 bones.
It's like, come on, let's get this down to 25. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's a manageable number.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You, everybody.
You know, and the ear.
Relax with the foot bones.
The ear bones, too. They say that's like you have a million in there.
Is that
it's like,
so?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The only bone that counts, though. Am I right, buddy?
Morning wood.
That's true.
To be clear.
let's be clear.
To use the medical term.
Let's just be clear what we're talking about. Morning wood at this point. Well, better.
Gotta get
that guy. He's.
Come on, Sal.
Come on, get over here. He's only on our television screens for another week, another 8 days, And
and then you can't see it anywhere.
Never. No, they delete it. I think that's fair, too. For every television show that they make, they should delete one.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, because otherwise it's too many. And
it's too many things.
Time and
so,
it's
like,
just a bother.
I think now that you guys have made these shows, they should go back and delete The Sopranos.
That's
you know?
Right.
Because it's
right.
They're about as good. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They have to be as equally good as well.
Yeah. So and then, like, you know, 2 years from now, three years from now, they'll get rid of my show and Severance moves into post.
Yeah.
Post world.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the way TV works and it's the way the business has always been. And I think it's good.
Yeah. What about those movies? You know, there's you did that Nobody one. And the main difference to me is there's like 29 frames per second in TV,
you mean
right?
Between the characters and the story of the two things, the two projects?
Yeah, the main difference.
And Nobody,
the main difference is
the story. It's not the
29
situation.
Frames per second
it's
in the
frames
in the TV and 24 in the movie. Is that what? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference. I mean, essentially, if somebody's watched Better Call Saul, you'd say to them, did you like it? Would you like it at a different frame rate?
Yeah.
Then check out Nobody. And if you've seen Nobody and they go, what's that Saul show like? Well, would you like fewer frames?
Do you want more? I think it's more, isn't it? I'm not sure. 29.3.
Like
who knows? Are you going to make another one of those movies and call it like Somebody or like They're Also Nobody or like what are you going to do here?
First of all, thank you for that suggestion. It's never been uttered before.
Oh, okay.
By anyone. I think we're trying to get one made. More
Nobody as well?
Yes. In fact, that's the title.
Okay.
Nobody as well. Indeed.
You are, though. I mean, you got Jason Mantzoukas in that other movie, the John Wick 3.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You should fight him in this new movie.
Jason?
Yeah.
In the film or off
either,
stage?
Either one.
During the movie. During the making of
during
the movie.
During the making of the movie. Oh. Yeah, I'd like you to find
him. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, I can bring your idea, and I think it's the hand of God. It's a good idea. I don't know if I could take him. He's younger than me, spry.
Yeah. Well, is it?
Yeah. But I think I have a little bit.
Slightly younger, slightly spryer. Yeah. You mentioned hand of God. You were saying before the show that you're now incredibly religious. Uh-huh. And that everything has led to you just basically now having a close personal relationship
I wake up every day. I get baptized in the morning. I get last rites at night.
Just in case. How long do those last rites last? That's the thing.
All
they
night.
Call them the
last. They last all night. Do they? You can sleep in.
Is it a 24-hour thing, though?
Absolutely. You can sleep in.
Great stuff.
I have a little altar in my pocket.
Good.
I can pull it out and start praying.
Do you?
Yeah. Now, but you see, it's what it is, Scott, is now that I've succeeded in my career and I have a certain degree of satisfaction in that department, I care about the purpose and meaning of my existence.
Right.
So, like a lot of people who get to this place in their lives and their career, I'm all about, you know, self-empowerment, self-awareness, meditation, yogurt.
Yes.
And all that stuff has come to me now because I'm rich and older.
You can finally afford
and
it.
And I can afford to fuck around and do nothing.
You can
all day.
Pay people to do all your errands and stuff.
Yeah. So now I'm suddenly really captivated by
That's
that.
That's incredible.
I think it's the most important thing, actually.
Congrats.
Now that I've made the money that I need to live.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm a pretty good person and maybe even extra special person because of my focus now on myself.
If only the poor people could afford to.
If only, you know, I just look around and I feel so bad. Yeah. And it's just like other people are not as smart as me. They're not as aware as I am about just existential. It's a word
you
I just
didn't
learned.
Work as hard as you to get where you got as well.
I think I deserve everything I've gotten and probably more, a little bit more. And now
I hope you get
it's
that
time
little bit
for
more.
Me time.
Yes.
And
thank
I think
you.
It's really about time I focus on me. I think I need to meditate and focus on nothingness and myself.
Are you going to climb up any mountains or anything like that? Do any of those kind of like treks, you know, with a Sherpa?
Yeah, I'm going to do some adventures. I just want to challenge myself as long as, you know, I'm really well cared for the whole time.
Exactly. It's like glamping. In other words.
Yeah.
Like if you could glamp up on Mount Everest, would you?
Oh, yeah. Helicopter to the top.
Yes. Thank you.
Stay in a casino. I'll bring it up again.
Here it is.
Stay in a casino.
Maybe.
A tent,
but it, you know, it has a, like at least two slot machines, a roulette, baccarat.
Everest has changed. The top of every, you know, have you noticed that? What do you mean? Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Do you remember the mom and pop casino sketch that we were all trying to write several times?
We should have been able to write that.
We should have been able to, but we never could. But it was all about, I remember the one iteration was about a mom and pop. It was basically a bed and breakfast casino, and they had one slot machine, and it paid out the $5 million jackpot, and they couldn't afford it, and they were like, well, I guess we could borrow a couple thousand from our next door neighbor. It was just the disintegration of this mom and dad.
That's a great idea.
It was a good idea.
Let's do more Mr. Show.
Okay, let's do it. Or at least the other show. What was the other show called?
Bob and David.
Is that coming back even after the
As it turns out, I don't think people care that much to see older folks do sketch comedy.
Interesting. Is it a young man's game or a young person's game?
I do think it is a young person's game.
What is
that? I actually think that that's the lesson from that awesome show. I mean, I think it was a great show. I'm very proud of it. I think it was very funny and silly and perfect. It's just like, who wants to see? You don't want to see old people do that.
You don't want to see these.
There's something about it. The energy for sketch has to be coming from a young face.
Well, it's like when you watch The Irishman and you know, you're seeing young Robert De Niro's face on this extremely old man's body waddling around barely able to run.
Right.
That's what it feels like watching with Bob and David, right?
No, it's we did a great job, and it's great. It's just the audience is not right. going to go down for it.
Well, I still think that
that's my theory. I have a lot of theories.
You do. You're one of the people who has the most comedic theories I've ever met. No, you're not.
I know a lot of people in comedy feel like it's dumb to make theories and rules, and I think rules are kind of dumb, but theories are not dumb. They're good. They're fun to have, and you should.
I mean, I know one guy who had one, and his name was an apple fell on his head, and he was suddenly like, "Hey, maybe there's this thing called gravity." And his name was Isaac Newton. Wanted to say Asimov for a long time, and someone may have slipped me the answer.
Jesus,
look, we can agree that I'm not smart, right? Was I the dumbest writer you ever worked with?
Well, I've worked with myself. You know.
Oh, and right? Brian Posehn.
Boy, what a room that was. Talk about geniuses.
Well, Bob.
We had Brent Forrester went to Columbia and they had a perfect SAT.
He was the only person.
Scored a perfect SAT.
The only That's person who was ever something. One of the Mr. Show writers who went to college. Is that right? Whoever graduated from college.
No, I graduated.
You graduated from college?
I sure did. Yeah.
From which one?
Southern Illinois University.
Wonderful.
I'm very happy with myself.
Well, Southern Illinois' best is here with us right now. Bob Odenkirk. He's saying goodbye to his television. He's throwing his television away after next week.
After years of, you know.
He's just going to rip it out of the wall.
Yeah.
Just throw it right in the ash can.
It's done me good. I've done well from it.
Yeah.
You know? And the fact that you have to have your TV to be on TV and
it seems inconvenient, but it makes sense when you think about it. But.
Well, every child knows, you know, you get a box and you cut it out and then you put a show on.
Yeah.
And that's how we do Saul.
Exactly.
You have your TV set.
They film that.
They break out
it's a
the
fake
glass.
It's a fake TV set. A lot of people don't know. When you turn on your TV, there's a little even tinier TV in the frame of the TV.
Tiny.
Just barely, but that's what we're filming.
Yeah.
Is you guys behind that TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
It's an arduous process and totally unnecessary, but yet.
But it is worth it.
It's working wonderfully.
It's worth it because the show is so amazing.
Now, speaking of wonderfulness,
we have to take a break if that's okay.
Okay.
But I know you're done with the interview portion of this show.
What's going on?
There's only so many fake questions we can do before we have to go to a break. But we do have to go to a break. We have a celebrity chef here, Bob. This is exciting.
Oh,
we also have a lawyer, and you played a lawyer on this show,
okay.
Cal Balsall. We're going to be right back. We have more Bob Odenkirk, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back with more after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames. Are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Bob Odenkirk of Cowbell Sal is here, and there is more cowbell in this season.
Oh my God! This like 100% is actually more? It's not more, the biggest cowbell.
Oh, that's what he meant. Oh,
yes,
okay.
It's so actually
the world's biggest or United States biggest?
Oh, the world's biggest.
World's biggest.
We pulled out all the stops.
That's
I mean,
great.
This thing is—it's not a hologram.
Really? And how big is it? Like 6 feet?
6 feet.
You're laughing. What is it? Seven?
Like, It's the size of an Olympic pool upside down, cowbell-sized.
Cowbell-sized Olympic pool upside down?
Such a thing. I mean, wait till you see it on your television set, and you'll go like,
it's probably gonna look
character
smaller.
I've loved for years, Cowbell Sal, played by Bob Odenkirk, and then Ray Siona's Kim Wexler. And you're just going to see like, wow, here comes the biggest cowbell I've ever seen. They're talking about it, and they have emotion. And
do I have to buy a bigger TV for it, or what do I?
The drug dealer is there going, I don't want that cowbell in my town. And
ding, ding, ding. Does he do the ding, dings? That's what the cowbell is for?
Scott, okay. Spoiler alert, but I love you for it. You pay attention.
Yes.
You pay attention.
I knew it. I knew if I watched.
This is how you know.
I knew if I watched this like every other episode of this show occasionally.
But it's so satisfying, too.
Yeah.
To be you.
To it. Yeah.
And go, hey, I saw the bell.
I remember the bell. I saw the title.
Here's the largest cowbell in the world.
There's the bell.
And it's really going to make Breaking Bad look like.
Like the world's biggest piece of shit, honestly.
Well, not. Let's put it in bell terms.
Okay. Like a bell-shaped piece of shit? No, what are you trying to say?
It's going to make Breaking Bad look like a little bell on the skate of a 10-year-old, you know, figure skater.
Yeah, who's taking a shit.
It's going to make it look like a bell on a cat, like pussy cat's neck.
Yeah, so you know where your cat
and
is.
And this goddamn show, Cowbell Sal, and I tell you, I think people are going to turn their TVs off and kick them and throw them out the window.
Yeah, I hope so.
I saw it.
I saw
when
all I need
to say, do you watch TV? I saw it.
I already saw that.
I already saw TV. I don't need any more.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well,
thanks for the build up. And I think we're going to make people happy.
Yeah, I really do. We need to get to our next guest, though. Speaking of making people happy.
Please, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, yeah. I love talking to you, of course. But he's a celebrity chef. Let's talk to him here.
Oh,
he's never
here
been
he
on the show
hey!
Before. Bobby
hey,
Flay is here.
Hey, it's so great to be here with you, Scott.
Hey, Bobby.
Bob, obviously, you know, huge.
Two Bobbies.
And I, you know, I actually think we met a few years ago, maybe in 2012, 13. I can't remember what it was. But one of my res, I think it was probably at Bar American. I think he had an after party at Bar American for some, I don't know what the fuck it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But it was so great
I
to see you
vaguely remember,
then.
And I loved it. Yeah. The burgers were great.
We had the slider stage, the big slider stage. Everybody, you know, make your own sliders. You're sort of one of those fun peaks behind the curtain. Everybody got to go back in the kitchen, pick out different proteins and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't like that because I'm like, I'm paying you to do it. You know, why do I have to make my own thing?
No, it's fun. It's fun. You know, you get in there, you get dirty, and we try to make it as realistic, you know, a night in the kitchen. It was cool. The theme of the party was Night in the Kitchen. I don't even remember that.
I remember it very well. I loved it so much.
So wait,
much.
The whole party was
it's
like
called Night in the Kitchen. And you showed up. You had to get there, punch your punch card.
Yeah, you had to show up pretty early, 4 a.m.
You actually had to fill out a form to get a job.
Like a W-9 and everything?
Yeah, I had you shucking oysters for 3 or 4 hours. Yeah,
doing prep work?
Yeah, he's doing prep work.
Marrying ketchups?
Marrying ketchups and sort of Rolly Silver and everything. And the whole idea behind the whole thing, and we do it with everybody, you know, a lot of different production, you know, a lot of productions like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Colin and Scarlett, you know, call me over sometimes and we'll chop it up with them, you know, do a night at the kitchen for us. But like the big hit is that I abuse you like I would abuse kitchen staff.
Oh, okay. So like, and do you normally do that?
Yeah.
You just yell at people. I don't really know that much
sometimes
about you.
Sometimes I think you meant it.
Sometimes it's meant, sometimes, you know, it's hard to tell.
I mean,
you know, it's like negative reinforcement or whatever. So, some people say it's bad. I wouldn't even call it abuse. I would more just call it sort of yelling and occasional violence.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So if I were to be like, what job do I have when I come to one of these parties? I'm a waiter.
You're a little long. I don't know that I'd put you in front of house. Honestly, I think I would probably get you started on prawns and, you know, some of the bigger crustaceans.
I don't get to be front of house.
You know, yeah,
I've just shucked prawns.
Looking at you, I would
because I'm too long.
Yeah, you're too long.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll do it.
No,
sure,
you got a good body for it. I like to get people who are shaped, you know, like a shrimp or langostino or something. I like to put them on the
shaped like a shrimp.
That's
like,
yeah, curl, I think you kind of
like curled up. And
you're so long, I bet you curl up, you know, on a Delta One flight. I bet you just curl up, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I guess I know what you mean. So I'm shucking prawns.
I do know what you're talking about. I remember now the night that I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
Everybody was sorted by body type.
Sorted by body type and what the animal they look the most like tend to be.
So say I'm shucking these prawns and then I make a mistake. Is that when you would yell at me?
You're a piece of shit. Are you ugly?
Ugly.
Your family's the wrong religion.
Half of it is true, and half of it is
which
just a
half
show.
Is true?
Your feet are too big.
That's true.
Your one foot's bigger than the other. That's weird. That's bad. True.
Yeah, yeah. You,
my family being the wrong. How can you ascertain what's the right religion?
You know. Yeah, you look at somebody. You go, you guys shouldn't be Catholic.
Oh, okay. You mean it depends on each person. You don't know the right religion.
Well, I mean, the insult would be different. I mean, those are just insults for you. I could insult Bob, you know, completely different.
Yeah, yeah. Do it to Bob if you don't mind.
I remember I was slow.
You were slow.
I moved slowly. I wasn't sure what I was doing.
What was your job? What was your body type? What animal do you look like?
Well, I have a kind of a long torso.
Yeah. Oxtails.
Oxtails.
He put me right on oxtails, right. And you could see I could.
This doesn't seem efficient to have one person just doing one ingredient.
Well, it's a really good ingredient. I mean, that's a chef cut. I mean,
okay.
A bad butcher would throw that away. I as a chef, I look at the oxtail, I go, oh,
right. Oh,
nice,
okay. Smart. Right. I don't mean to get
fat.
In your business, but so what were you saying to Bob here?
I was working with the oxtails, and I had to.
It was like a Caribbean thing. We were sort of doing like a Caribbean slice,
like a jerk
oxtail.
I had to put the jerk flavoring on them. You know, spice. And the oils, and I had to marinate them. I had to double check, constantly checking the time.
We were there like 9 hours while we were marinating.
I had to put them in the oven, off the oven, in the fridge.
Yeah,
off the out. I mean, it was
a lot of work, and you were doing
point,
it poorly.
He had me take the oxtails home. He said, "Take them home."
You had to come back the next day with them?
No. Same day. Get in the car. Take them home. Put them in the front room. you know, whatever, get an errand, do an errand.
Yeah, do you have a rumpus room? You have, like, some kind of bonus room, you right. know, somewhere you keep all your collectibles, your stupid TV
like action
shit.
Figures and shit?
And then, figures and get them, and then I will call you, he said, and then be back here.
Yeah.
Fast.
I need right. you back here, yeah.
And so he wasn't doing this right, and so how would you
He was a little,
him?
So he said he got caught in traffic, and I said, you're cooking with Bobby Flay. What right. do you mean traffic? You right. get out of the car, you walk.
Yeah, or I mean, take an ambulance.
Take an ambulance. Take
rent the, an ambulance if you're going to be working with.
Yeah. Scott, I got the full treatment and I loved it. Wow. I got yelled at. I got kicked. I got thrown. Pushed
Everybody
down,
there
pushed.
Loved it. They thought it was so wow. funny.
Into the grease. What about the grease pit? Tell them about the.
There's a grease pit.
Well, you know, the grease pit. It's not really so much a grease pit as sort of like. I don't know. It was like a speakeasy kind of thing. It was called the grease pit.
Yeah.
So it was what you go like.
But the floor was very, was exceptionally sticky. It's a room in the, we could never get that floor cleaned well enough.
Oh, okay.
But I turned it into kind of a speakeasy, just sort of like hang out with some of the celebrities that we would have there for some of those parties. You know, Bob was there, Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm?
Yeah,
wow.
DC Nash. We had Jared Adam from Subway. Levine, Jared from Subway. So it was, it was a pretty fun little party, and you get the right group of people. You know, a chef wants to bring together the right group of people. Right?
Yeah, he wants to make magic with a bunch of found ingredients.
So if it's a Bobby Flay party, if it's a night at the kitchen, you know, I want to find the right people.
Yeah,
right?
Wow. Yeah. So I got to ask, though, at what
Michael
point?
Michael Rapaport, you know.
Mike, oh, wow.
Carson from Queer Eye.
Carson. Oh.
Carson from Down Abbey.
Oh, really? Yeah, Carson from Down, Mr. Carson? So at what point do people get to actually enjoy the party and the food that they're all
well it's a slider style night. I mean it's sliders I mean everybody loves sliders
in the end it's just sliders
these prawns and oxtail
you do
that's
all
just
that.
Prep work for the next night
do you use the food then in your restaurants or because I mean, we just had slide if yeah. I remember there was a lot of prep that was the fun part
everybody's doing prep Doja Cat's there.
All day all morning all afternoon. And then here comes the sliders, and then go in the room and make your sliders. And then...
Well, I try to stagger out the popular proteins, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted the oxtails. Like, the whole thing with you going home, coming back, I mean, part of that's the abuse. Part of that is, like, it's 3 a.m., we're partying, Sean John's there.
Sean John. I remember when Adrian Brody introduced him on SNL.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that was pretty crazy. I don't think he's allowed back there. I mean that's pretty nice.
I mean I wouldn't know. I don't work there, so
I hang out with Colin sometimes. I hang out with Scarlett.
You hang out with Colin and Scarlett.
Yeah, I hang out with
Scar Joe. Is that what people call her?
Daryl. Dara Hammond.
Oh, Daryl. Oh, wow. Okay.
Jared.
Wally from Cue Cards.
Wally from Cue Cards is at these parties? This is amazing. So you just throw the food away, or what do you do?
No. That's the theme of the night. The theme of the night is what the people would throw away, but a chef likes it.
Okay.
Like chicken thighs.
Right.
Nobody wants that. But then you show us how to make it great.
How do you make a chicken thigh great?
Okay, but then you make them, and then you just have to eat sliders?
Well, so, I mean, that's also
what happens to chicken thighs.
It's chicken sliders.
Oh, okay.
It's a slider theme. Night at the kitchen. The theme of the proteins is what a regular person would throw away
now,
that
Bobby.
A chef loves to cook.
I'm sorry. I feel like you're yelling at me, and I didn't sign up for one of these parties. I don't want the abuse.
I mean, obviously,
you
couldn't throw down with me in Kitchen Stadium. I mean, that's pretty clear.
I don't think I want to throw down with you in Kitchen Stadium or anywhere else, really.
No, you don't. You don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so, you know, you look at me, you think, okay, he's an East Coast guy, Southwest flavors.
I do look at you and think Southwest
attitude.
Flavors. Yeah. I don't know
West
about
Coast
the West
attitude,
Coast attitude.
East Coast anger. Southwest
anger issues.
East Coast issues.
That's just the kind of guy I am. You know, East Coast guy, Southwest flavors.
Yeah. Vowel choice, you know, probably East Coast.
Casual.
Yeah, flip-flops, West Coast, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, I like a slide.
Long socks, definitely.
Long socks, Adidas slide, designer sunglasses, big yacht, it's me, it's Michael Keaton, Holly Madison from Girls Next Door.
Any of that 70 show cast members there?
Topher. Yeah, we had a huge party on Bezos' yacht, actually, when we was stuck in Copenhagen or whatever it is.
Oh, right.
Sliders. But, did you have sliders?
No, we didn't do sliders because it was Topher was showing us his cut of episode one, Star Wars episode one.
Oh, yeah.
Big night. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I've heard
so
about
we
that.
Actually, we were actually cooking Toydarian. That's what Watto is. Watto from episode one, he's...
It's on Tatooine.
He's a pretty big character, but yeah.
He's kind of Jewish, monster.
Anti-Semitic stereotype, anti-Armenian stereotype sort of guy. Yeah,
and that's what you made the meat out
he's
of.
He's a Toydarian, and so we actually secured some Toydarian primals.
How did you get Toydarian?
We
did
got Toydarian to primals. Wow, yeah. Celebrity chef, I know how to get meat.
This is amazing.
Yeah, so it was a really special night, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, so what are you up to now, Bobby? I mean, like, do you have a new book or do you
I have a new show coming out and I would love to throw it to it. Throw to the show right now.
Meaning we're going to play some of the show? Okay, yeah. Can we do that? Do we I've never done clips on. Okay, well, yeah, whatever you need to do.
I don't know. I mean, this is just sort of what I do is like we just talking this way, you know?
Okay.
It was shooting Bobby, B. Bobby Flay, you know.
B. Bobby Flay, is that what the show is called?
I could do another show called B. Bobby Flay. It's actually probably pretty good. I will tell my assistant about that later, but.
Okay.
So B. Bobby Flay, you know.
Beat Bobby Flay, is
beat
that what you're
saying? Beat Bobby
Flay.
I'm
sorry, it's the East Coast vowel choices and the consonant, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to
understand.
It wouldn't
last 20 minutes in my kitchen. Though.
Okay, so beat Bobby Flay.
If we shoot beat Bobby Flay and they'll cut to me and I got to explain, you know, for the Food Network, because you know who watches Food Network, it's the idiots. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. You have many shows there, though.
If I start a red sauce, you know, I'm going to have to do a cutaway and explain what the hell a red sauce is.
What is a red sauce? I guess I don't even know. It's like a sauce that's red?
It's got tomatoes.
It's a tomato-based sauce.
Tomato-based sauce.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I apologize. I mean,
trying your best, Bobby, and I just think you reach out and over again to everyone.
But people just don't know food.
They just let you down.
I mean, I just suddenly felt very intimidated by you that I didn't know what a red sauce was. I assumed
alone?
It was.
Yeah.
A lot?
Well, sure.
All the time?
No, I got Cass. I got a adult daughter. Cass, adult daughter, Southwest flavors.
Yeah.
East Coast attitude.
East Coast attitude, West Coast guy.
Yeah.
You know? So I there's elements of my life that I really enjoy. And then there's stuff that, I mean, Bob, people don't change.
It's rough stuff. Yeah.
People change, but people don't change. You know?
Yeah.
Well, we try to get real on the show, and thank you, Bob, for asking the real questions. And that's
I wanted to throw it to a show.
He's excited about the food,
yeah,
and I love that.
That's great.
But I can tell it's just covering up for a real emptiness.
You can really see the sadness behind your eyes. You know?
I mean, you know, this kind of feeling is great for like a cutaway if I have to explain what a gravy is or whatever.
Yeah.
What?
But you really got to turn it up if you're throwing to another package on Food Network.
What is a gravy? I mean, I've had gravy, but what? What
it's you know
it's like what
it's fats suspended in a liquid
like is there flour
it's like
in
an
it?
Emulsion it's thicker than emulsion typically involves some sort of slurry
I mean I know I would know it if I ate it but I wouldn't know
next
how to
time
make
you
it.
Go to a restaurant say I would like some emulsion with some slurry on top of my meat
see what that gets you.
And they'll probably...
If you're in one of Bobby's restaurants, you'll get some gravy.
You'll get gravy.
You go somewhere else, I don't know, I can't vouch for it.
Well, that's great. So Beat Bobby Flay is the show.
Beat Bobby Flay is the show, and I got to explain this stuff. When we're doing the cutaways, you know, the talking head project, I hate that part. That's not what I'm about.
Right.
I want a big cue card, and I want a big jib shot, and I want to scream my head off into that camera. As it pulls away over the crowd.
Right. So give us an example of this.
Oh, that would be like, you know, that's it. Now stay tuned for my epic Thanksgiving Donkey Punch and Bake Fest for fat losers and drunk moms. In partnership with Ice Age 28, Death to Cavemen, let's kill all the humans so that we can stay alive for many more films of this franchise.
That was perfect. I mean, yeah, that's what you want out of a Bobby
that's
Flay. Exciting.
That's
incredible.
That's really what the job's about.
Yeah.
Food is my passion.
But doing these throws.
The throws are sort of the job. You know, that's the job. That's what you get paid for.
Right.
You're not getting paid to cook. I mean, I don't get paid to
cook. You would cook for free, but these throws.
I think most people don't pay attention when you're cooking. It's the throws that they watch. They sit up.
Most of the audience is there for B. Bobby Flay. They're there for the throws. They want to see throws.
Right, yeah. Do you have any more? I mean,
you know, I could do something like, and it's just like on the top of my head.
Okay, yeah.
Something like, that's it. Now stay tuned for my epic Miami Beach party boat bakedown for shrimp dicks and smoking hot Christians. Brought to you by Return of the Croods. Let's eat all the dinosaurs because the Croods ran out of salad and it's dino chomping time.
Wow. Off the dome. That is incredible.
I mean, you know, we do a lot of cross promotional stuff with the kids stuff. You know,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of parents that watch, you know, parents that watch right. Magnolia Network or the TLC Family Networks.
Yeah, that was Network. Great. I mean,
it's exciting to hear that. And I want to watch this.
I mean, I would have spread the word. I love spread the word about food. I love spread the word about
the show is called Beat
Animation.
Bobby Flay. I mean, been on for years. Is there anything new, a new show? Or
I mean, you know, we were talking with Shudder Network.
What about a show that's Just Throws?
Just Throws. Throws.
Just the Throws?
Let me throw
Bobby Flay?
Throw Bobby Flay from the train.
Throw Bobby Flay from the train.
Yes.
Yeah, we could do that.
And it's in the Mamaverse.
What does the train have to do with it?
Well, throw Mama from the train, Billy Crystal and Danny DeVito, the twisted mind of Danny DeVito? Come on, really put good. It in the Mamaverse.
Danny's a good friend. I had all the Sunny crew. You know, we were chopping it up a couple weeks ago. I had a big, like, make your own salads line. That was fun.
Why is everything make your own?
You got to feed a lot of people. I mean, the catering, the quality could go south so fast. Sure, so you got to bring the
I'm
people in.
You for that. Never mind. Well, do you have any more throws? Because you're right, Bob. I would watch Just Throws.
Just Throws.
Yeah. Do you have any more? Can you do anything else here? Or
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's, you know. I was thinking about one that was like kind of like, you know, one I was, you know, thinking about. I mean, if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I was kind of thinking.
Don't
about
be bashful
one.
Here. Yeah. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Something like, that's it. Now stay tuned for my epic Ensenada Enchilada Eleganza for rude boys, gassy queens, and adjunct statistics professors featuring a clumsily integrated co-marketing strategy with Luca, the movie that's not Pixar but still Disney, about the boy who became a monster and made a friend in the evil world that caused certain issues in the regular world, rated NC-17.
I watched Luca. I didn't realize it was rated that. That's amazing. Yeah, I would watch the show, yeah. Bob.
Thank you.
I would
you.
Absolutely.
We want to attach as executive producers, but
just do that and go to commercial.
You go to commercial.
That,
yeah.
Go to commercial.
I mean,
yeah.
You might be interested in this one. We've been talking about you know, something that incorporating that whole thing. You know, the kids animation thing. You know, how do we get the kids hooked into like cooking? So this was a new show I'm thinking about, How to Cook a Minion.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, we basically we talk about
minions are cute.
Yeah, we talk about sort of. I mean that's a barrier definitely, but you know how to break one down. You know, break a minion down in 20 minutes.
Right? Do they come dead?
No,
or
we
do
get
you have
the
to,
whole minion.
Oh, do you have to kill the minion before you break it down? Minion.
Yeah, Amalfi Vegas, my restaurant Amalfi, we get the full minion.
The full minion.
We get about 5 a week. Yeah.
Are the eyes like? Do those taste good?
I mean. I find the eyes to be a little rubbery.
Sometimes they only have one.
Sometimes they only, yeah, that's the other thing is it's pretty inconsistent. You actually, which menu you're going to get. That's going to affect cook times. It's going to affect, you know, the size of the skillet.
Are they all wearing blue shorts or
you get them completely nude.
Before you break it down?
Yeah.
Wait, before you kill the minion, do you get it
Does
nude?
Does it take a long time
or do you
to
kill,
cook? Does
do you
it,
kill it and
it
then
hard?
Strip
is it?
It
a
I mean, if we're
meat?
Doing, we have a lot
it
of questions here.
If we're doing like a big, gamey? Like Sunday night dinner, like Filipino style whole minion.
Where we have to make our own minion?
No, guessing. Sort of like, I mean, yeah. I mean, once we get, you know, sort of whole hog, if you do like a whole hog, you
sure,
know, like
yeah.
a Filipino barbecue kind of thing, we do that with a whole minion. And yeah, you might have to get in there with, I don't know, bone saw, some shears.
Rough stuff.
Yeah,
but,
grizzly
tastes good.
Tastes really good. I've never had many.
I mean, I think it's delicious.
They're funny, and it's funny how great they taste. I bet.
Yeah.
Do they make a noise as they go down? As
do they say,
as
do they taste like banana?
I mean, they're kind of squeaky, like a hairy couvert that's not, you know, totally cooked. You know, they kind of squeak against you. Almonds. You know, almonds kind of squeaky. You know what I'm saying?
Almonds are squeaky.
Yeah, you eat a lot of raw
like
almonds.
Cheese curds.
They kind of squeak against you.
Yeah, they squeak. I guess I've never noticed.
So
that.
I think a minion. I've had a couple minion dinners that
Is
were
it
a
like
little
shark?
Squeaky. Yeah, it's fatty. It's definitely fatty.
Yeah. They look fat to me. Like, they don't look muscular.
There's a lot
certainly.
Of fat. There's
they,
a lot of fat. But
they seem almost all fat.
Yeah.
To me. Like, they have no muscle definition.
What's the marinade?
I mean, obviously, East Coast guy, Southwest flavors. I'm going to go with something that's a little bit more in like that lime, cilantro, red onion sort of ceviche direction.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, is that every single dish you put out taste just like that?
No, I mean, sometimes I'll do a mole. Do mole, do
I'm sorry. Sometimes you do a mole. You're
sort of like romesco.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, roasted red peppers. This is Spanish style sauce.
Well, this is great. Look, Bobby, we're coming up on another break.
Satay.
But do you have another throw that you could do, or are we going to the well once too often?
I mean, I think people are probably tired of it by now.
No,
I don't think people want to see it.
Throw us to commercial.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it'll probably be you know what? This would be fun to do.
Okay.
This is great. So like say that like you and I were on Be Bobby Flay together.
Okay.
And I beat you. Okay. At your signature dish. Yeah. What's your signature dish?
Tacos, maybe.
Just tacos.
West Coast guy, Southwest flavors.
Just tacos. Scott Ackerman tacos.
Well, you make the meat and you put cheese on them.
What meat? I mean, tell me, what are these tacos?
It's like beef or chicken or something. Ground beef.
Bob, help me out. What's your signature dish?
Tuna salad.
Tuna salad.
Yeah.
Why is that better than tacos?
Tuna melts.
Tuna melts.
Battle tuna
melts. Yeah.
All right. Well, it would be something like this. Like if I just beat you, you know, the jib's flying away. We got to go to the next show.
Yeah, the camera's flying.
Yeah, I'll probably like look up at the camera and be like, well, it was, well, tonight was tuna melt. I melted tonight. You can consider tonight melted. I melted the competition.
And then it would be tied into a movie.
Tied into some sort of new
child's film.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you know, like.
Go see Sesame Street Live.
I don't
know. Ice.
Turning Red or.
Turning Red. Why didn't I get a fucking call about Turning Red?
I don't know. I mean.
I want to be in the period movie. Why can't I be in the period movie?
It's not. Well, I mean, it is about a young woman growing up, but it's not about her getting her first period.
Marriage.
She turns into it's a metaphor for getting your period. Yes, you're right.
I thought it was a period movie, like a
period
Keira
piece,
Knightley and shit,
like Little Women, starring Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, yeah, you were great in that, by the way.
Gets rounds of applause when he enters the scene.
Thank you.
You and Barbie?
Exhaust. No,
you're not doing Barbie.
I wish I was. I would like to tell the story of the doll and how it came.
Bob, you ever see that video of your entrance in Little Women, and they put the audience from Avengers Endgame clapping onto it?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's very funny. I'll throw it for you. Yeah, throw. Here we go.
That's it. Now stay tuned for more of my kitchen stadium with Comedy Bang Bang here in beautiful Sunset Area Boulevard. And don't forget to check out Turning Red, the beautiful movie about a little girl who becomes a red panda at different times that are related to her vaginal development. That's it.
All right, that is it. All right, we need to take a break. Boy, when we come back, we have a lawyer. Bobby, can you stick around? I'd love to have you here.
Yeah, you know, stick around. And I actually got I think I brought a hot plate.
Oh, wow.
You guys were interested
in competing against you or in just you making
us
food?
No, I was just thinking like a Bananas Foster or something like that. I don't
Bananas
know. I was
Minions.
See, what do you have in the break room? I was going to see what you had in the break room.
Probably just chips, but yeah, if you have anything.
Minion, yeah. I couldn't get you a Minion. I could okay. I could try. I could make some calls.
Well, we're going to be right back. We'll have more Bobby Flay, more Bobby Odenkirk. This is a battle of the Bobs right here. You can use that in one of your throws. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Bob Odenkirk of Cowbell Cell, blah, 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 is here. Two more eps, and then he disappears.
That's enough. That's enough of that.
Then you just, do you fade away, like in Back to the Future, like Marty McFly on that picture, or do you, like, float up to heaven like Jesus did after he hung around, after he came back to life, or what do you do?
My image will burn onto the screen, whatever screen has it on.
Really?
And that will be there forever.
Wow. Okay.
So if you watch the final moments, it's a new technology. It's wonderful.
It's just seared into the screen.
You'll smell something burning.
Oh, okay. Like a cow being branded almost, or?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a meaty smell. It's a smell like oil burning.
And oh,
it's your
okay.
TV set. It'll be ruined.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
That's, you know, I mean.
New technology.
But you'll see my face then forever as the character.
If you're watching The Price is Right. Or
waving my finger.
Like saying, Dikembe
gotcha,
Mutombo.
Gotcha to watch.
We have to teach you who Dikembe Mutombo is by the end of this episode.
I mean, I know his name. I didn't know
of
he's
course you know his
finger
name.
Finger wagging thing.
Yeah, you got, well, there, I'll send you a meme or two. We also have Bobby Flay here.
Don't I had a party with Dikembe Mutombo recently. He's a great guy.
Yeah, really? Did he do the finger thing at you?
He did the finger. Everybody's trying to make him do the finger thing.
Yeah,
it was me. It was Kenta Maeda. I had, you know, Josh the Wine.
Of course, yeah.
Josh Gad. We had Josh the Wine, you know, the guy.
Any of the Winans?
Yeah, I had BB and CC Winans.
Great.
Close friends. You know
what about
I mean?
Dee Dee? What about EE? How about Fifi? Gigi?
Gigi Wine. I mean, Gigi Hadid was there.
Gigi Hadid. Hadid.
Yeah, yeah. Vin Scully. It was a crazy party.
Wow.
Crazy Incredible. Party.
Yeah. Great crew.
What a crew.
Yeah, that was like a big paella night. Big paella night.
Make your own paella.
Silk a rod and.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, we have to get to our next guest. He's a lawyer. He's been on this show several times. And it's very exciting to have him here, especially with a fake lawyer right here. But please welcome back to the show, Italiano Jones.
Scott, what's the matter? What's wrong? I came as quick as I could. Have you been injured?
No, I
will fight for you, Scott. What is wrong? Let me touch you.
No,
let me touch you.
No, but ow! I feel like you're going to injure me.
Do you
me.
Have injuries?
No.
I've been lifting weights. Am I strong?
You're incredibly strong.
Give me your arm.
Here
Does
you go.
Does that hurt?
God damn. Yes, Italiano.
Yes, I have been lifting weights.
You're the one who's hurting me. This is Bob Odenkirk.
Hello, hey, Bob Odenkirk.
It's great to meet you.
Bobby Flay.
Hello, Bobby Flay.
Hey,
too confusing.
Nice to meet you, Italiano.
Have two Bobs here. But Italiano is you're a personal injury lawyer, is
I'm
that right?
I'm a personal injury lawyer and attorney at law. And I appreciate if anybody is ever injured personally that you please call me and let me know which has injured you and I will fight for you.
Where do people call you again?
Do you do legal cases or do you just fight in
legal
general?
And illegal cases. I fight for everybody. Nobody is discriminated against in my court of law.
Bobby, have you ever had a lawsuit against you?
I mean, I've thought periodically about suing this ratty ass sous vide machine that I had.
Please.
A sous vide machine. What happened?
Tell me more.
Does
the water
exactly?
not get hot?
It burned
enough?
The hell out of my thumb. I was.
The water gets too hot. What
water
were you making?
Hot.
Were you sous videing a steak?
I was sous vide is like herb chicken kind of thing. I was
you put
to,
an herb chicken in a sous vide? I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, it's going into some enchiladas.
It's not Southwest flavors.
Southwest flavors.
You do have a Southwest flavor with a West Coast instinct. Let me ask you this, Bobby Flay.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Bobby Flay, I am looking to, do you make Italian food?
Well, yeah, I love Italian food. I love mostly Tuscan, you know, the Tuscan game.
Ah, Tuscany.
Game meats. You know,
Tuscany game meats.
Boar. I do a boar.
Ah, boar.
We did a boar at a Bar American for many years, yeah.
Ah, Bar American. That's Italy. Hey, you know, I wanted to tell you about my TV show, Scott.
Oh, you have a TV show, too?
I have a TV show.
Because both of these, I mean, Bob, unfortunately, is not going to have a TV show anymore.
Oh, Bob, you had a TV show?
Well, I did. It's going away very soon.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is going to be the worst time of your life, not having a TV show.
I don't know who I'll be. I don't know what I'll do.
I tell you. But
you could
be
on my TV show.
Yeah, what's your TV show?
Better Call Italy is the case where somebody is trying to find a calling card to call Italy.
just like a phone card, a prepaid phone card?
Yes. And they are going a bunch of places, but the code that they scratch off the back never works.
Oh, no. This sounds like a bad dream, actually, that you had.
So is it just people walking around Target?
People walking around Target. People walking around Walmart. People walking around... Esco in London.
This sounds like a bad dream you had one night, not an actual
TV. It came to me
show.
In a dream.
Yeah.
I was dreaming about attorney and at law, and then this popped up. And I said, what would happen if I was stuck in a place like this, for example, located right here on Sunny Sunset, in the Sunset area.
And in
the Sunset Boulevard area. And I was wondering, what if I got stuck here and I could not call my mom back in Italy?
Yeah, how's she doing, by the way? What was her name
she
again?
She is very bad.
Well, then what are you doing here?
I came for you, Scott. I love you just as much as I love my mother.
All I did was text you, do you want to be on the show this?
And I said, that's a sign of distress. That is a fake text. I need to go.
Okay, well, you're here now. There's nothing wrong with me. I just wanted to have you on the show to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I guess I can breathe again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, have you had any interesting cases?
Oh, my gosh. Or? I've had so many interesting cases, Scott. As you know, as you have felt, give me your arm.
Okay. God, you're doing it again.
I'm very strong. I'm now the tallest and strongest man in Italy. Yes.
Oh, that's right. You're the tallest man in Italy.
Yes.
How tall are you?
6'5".
There are short people there. I was just there. I looked around for anyone above 6'5". No one.
Didn't see them because I was here looking for you. Now, the most recent case I have had, and this one is very in-depth, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Ready for
yes.
This.
Somebody walked into a building.
Okay.
And they walked into the building, and the glass from the building, they didn't open the door. And
they walked, right through the glass.
Yes.
Through the glass?
Yes, right through it. It broke completely.
Oh, no.
Cutting them to shreds.
Cutting them to shreds?
Yes.
So they lie in shreds there?
They lie in shreds. And I had to put them back together in the court of law.
What?
Right in the middle of the court. I had to put them back together. Mm. It was so much glue. And Italian glue does not stick well.
Really? Italian glue is really...
It's really bad. It's just marinara sauce.
It's delicious, but
is that a red sauce?
It doesn't work. Yeah. I've had Italian glue before. Some people call it gravy. Some people call it red sauce. But in Italy, they call it glue. I learned that last trip.
Interesting. Yeah.
He is right.
The things you know when you're a celebrity chef. Yeah.
It opens a lot of doors.
Yeah, I bet.
I would love to come to one of your parties.
Yeah, I could have you at a party. I don't know, like the kind of people that, I mean, who do you like to, who do you party with?
All the Italian celebrities.
Yeah, like who do we got there?
Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, okay, Joni.
The Roaches.
The Roaches, yeah. I mean, I feel like you're describing more like a Laurel Canyon kind of vibe. Jace Taylor, Haim, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, the Roaches and Haim. They are older and younger version of each other, like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I party with Haim.
You party with Haim?
Yeah, I party with Haim.
What about Danny Masterson? You ever party with him?
Nah, I used to do a Scientology parties. It just, I mean... Those people love to hire just a cover band. They play Get Lucky all night. And I'm like, hey, it's fun to pretend to be on a boat and everything. I'd rather be on a real boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably. We have Scientology in Italy.
You do?
It is called Discovery Zone, or DZ for short. The children go there to play.
I didn't know that. Is that a real fact?
Everything I say is a real fact.
I know that.
I swear on a stack of Bibles.
Well, look, this
he's
is...
He's going to lose his license.
Yeah, if I lie.
Speaking of which, Bob, you know your stuff when it comes to lawyers.
Well, I did lawyer. This is a real lawyer.
Yeah, but I mean...
I was playing a lawyer, and if you were to watch my show, you'd probably laugh.
I would love to see, though...
That's not how it is.
I would love to see you guys compete against each other for a case or something. Like, say, Bobby, you have a case, right?
You mean me in character.
Yes, exactly.
Cowbell.
Yeah, well, yeah, Cowbell Sal. He was on the show once before. I don't know if you remember, but he came on. Do you remember that?
Yeah, vaguely. I do, of course.
So, I mean, you in character would be...
I don't have all of the shows cataloged, but every week I do try to listen to every episode.
You edit the wiki, though. A lot of people don't know that. Bob is in charge of the Comedy Bang Bang Wiki.
I write in.
But yeah, so you say you have a case.
I got a case. Maybe Cowbell Sal and Jesse cooked the wrong meth.
Let me put myself in character. All right, okay. Here we go.
So you and Jesse, and you made bad meth.
Ding, 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 ding.
And then I'm there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, you know, definitely doing something. I mean, I probably would start off, if I'm looking at it, I'd probably start off thinking like in a Chile Relleno direction, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah.
You know, say it's the case of the Chile Relleno and then you and...
And Jesse and Walter
Jesse
are helping
and
cook?
Don Draper, everybody's just sort of...
Yeah.
You know, they
what about Big Pussy?
Big Pussy's there. And, you know, it's Chile Relleno's, I mean, it's like the breading, definitely, you know, like maybe a little soda water or something like that. Keep it light and fresh on the outside. But that inside gets really hot.
Sure. What's the case, though? What are you just describing breading?
Big Pussy bites into it.
Oh, okay.
And he burns his mouth.
And they want to sue me. They want to sue me, right?
How do I defend you?
And I'm keeping quiet because I'm not supposed to talk during this portion of the trial.
I told him, don't say a thing. Shut your mouth.
You have been injured eating a very hot Chile Relleno. Bonjour, ladies and gentlemen of the court. I am from Italy. Bonjour. I need everybody to know that my client here has a hot mouth and a big pussy.
Can I represent Mr. Flay, who's an expert chef, and he can do a throw like no one's business? And in this-
That's it. Now stay...
You could show the court your throw. Okay. If it pleased the court,
if everybody wants to see it,
I'd like him to show us a throw.
He told me not to talk.
Show us a throw.
Please me.
All right. That's it. Now stay tuned for the rest of this hearing. Brought to you by Turning Red.
That was so loud. I have an issue. I have an issue, Judge. Who is the judge?
Who is the judge?
Here come the judge.
Oh, Judge Ito is here.
Judge Ito is here.
Oh, wait, no. Maybe judge, none of us want to do Judge Ito.
He wants to pronounce it Leto.
Judge Leto. Judge Leto. Oh. It's Jared Leto doing research for a role. Yes. Oh, my God. This is incredible. Hey, I'll allow it.
First of all, Judge Jared Leto, why are you in yellow face?
Because I just washed off my Joker makeup, and this was what was underneath.
Understood. Judge, bonjour, first of all. I'm from Italy. My name is Italiano Jones. I'm the tallest lawyer in Italy, and the tallest man, and strongest man. Throw me something. Throw something off the court.
Here you go.
See, I caught it. Now, my...
It's just a beanbag.
But most weak people cannot catch things.
All right.
Listen here, Judge. My client, Big Pussy, has burned his mouth on this man's Chili Relleno, and I think he was trying to kill him.
Is this true?
No, I wasn't trying to kill him.
On behalf of Mr. Flay, I'm his lawyer.
Who are you, sir?
I'm Cowbell Sal.
Cowbell Sal, I've heard about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen my commercials, the big cowbell?
The big with the world's biggest cowbell?
Yeah, ring-a-ding-ding, I'm in your corner.
I have seen those. It's an honor to preside in front of you.
All right. I'm the lawyer, you're the judge, but...
I know, but...
All right, if you want to be honored by my presence...
I mean, usually they call me your honor.
Listen...
But I'm the one who's honored now.
When a chef like Mr. Flay makes his food, he's got other things on his mind. Mm. He's got throws coming up. He's got other food coming up. There's multiple courses, Chili Relleno, the dessert, different gravies.
Sing three.
Sing. Is there going to be a sing three?
Sing three.
I knew his there was a
job,
sing two.
His job is to serve the food as hot as can be so that as time goes by, it remains warm so they can be eaten for the next few minutes or even up to an hour or two, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't eat my chili relleno after 2 hours. I mean, it's not really.
Yeah, but at an hour 50, at hour 59, it's still warm. And that's the key.
I mean, you know, when you fry, it does lose a lot pretty quickly.
You should shut up. Okay. I told you before you shouldn't talk to me.
Open and shut case.
No, shut. Let's reopen the case right now. I'm reopening
well,
the case.
It's an honor to be
you. Judge.
Yeah, they get really hot. They stay hot for a long time.
Judge Leto. Judge Leto.
Leto.
If you don't mind, I'd pronounce your name properly.
It's an honor to be in front of you. So,
Judge Leto. Mr. Flay made the food as hot as he could. When you enter his restaurant, there is a sign. It says, no shoes, no shirt, no service, food served hot.
Really?
Piping hot.
It's written in
the
Italian.
The restaurant that this big pussy fellow went to is called Piper's. Piper's Hot Restaurant.
Is this true, Italiano Jones?
It is one of
it's
Mr.
called
Flay's
Piper's?
Many, many restaurants. I don't know how many clues he needed to be given that the food would be served hot. There are signs everywhere. There is the fume symbol of heat rising from an item. It's a cartoon symbol of...
Is it like one of those ones you see at the airport where there's like fireworks?
And that is everywhere. Mr. Flay...
Couldn't those be construed, though, Cowbell Sal, as stink lines, like on a pig pen?
No one can be sued for being construed.
Oh, my gosh.
It
Open and shut case.
Why do you keep saying that? You're supposed to be representing this man.
My client thought the food was farting.
Oh.
Yes.
They were stink lines.
We thought they were stink lines, and we thought the name Piper's came from the location. It was at Piper's Alley in Chicago, and that's what we thought that was going on.
It's just one location among many. It was just by pure coincidence that it was in Piper's Alley. In
Can Chicago. We sidebar?
With me?
With yes, who? With the lawyers, yes. Yeah. All of us. Bobby, get over here.
No, yeah, all Bobby, of us. Hey, everybody. Sit down and don't talk.
Yeah, I'll sit over here.
No throws.
I wasn't planning on
No
throwing.
Throws!
What do you have to say, Judge? What do you have to say?
This guy, Bobby Flay.
Yes,
he's obviously an East Coast guy with South Coast flavors, Southwest flavors.
I'll grant you that. He's
East Coast guy. Southwest flavors, West Coast attitude.
Attitude.
Sorry,
he's obviously an East Coast guy, Judge. Southwest flavors, West Coast attitude.
Sorry, did you say salad bar?
Salad bar attitude.
Is this a sidebar or a salad bar?
This is a sidebar.
Do me a favor, Bobby. Zip it. And I mean,
thought he said
it.
Salad bar, so I came over here.
Did you bring any salad?
I have some diced cucumbers. I have some romaine hearts.
Just zip it and keep it quiet.
Open the check case.
Look, what are we doing, guys?
What is your...
This is obvious. There's a, this guy obviously doesn't have a case.
Who? No. Big Pussy?
Neither of them. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're not suing anyone. We were sued, and that's why we're here.
Well, you don't have a case. He doesn't have a case.
We're not here. We don't want a case.
What are we doing here?
We don't want a case.
Let's go back to my place and party, is what I'm trying to say.
Would it be okay, hold on a second, if you, would you make your own sliders? That's what I have to ask Mr. Filet, because he does the only kind of party he does.
I do a lot of parties.
Would you do the prep work?
Can we watch Suicide Squad at the party?
You'd have to ask me.
Count me out. Count me out.
Okay. Then I rule in favor of Bobby Flay.
Wow, because I don't want to watch that movie. I will watch something else. I love House of Gucci.
Oh, the Gucci. You like a House of Gucci?
I love House of Gucci. It reminds me of home. Especially you and Lady Gaga.
Okay, well, I rule in favor of you then. Okay, I'm taking back my ruling.
All right.
Ruling in favor of Big
Bobby,
Pussy.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to take the hit on this one. You'll have to do a few more throws, and you'll make the money in all no right. time, and who cares?
That's it for the case of the Chili Relleno. Bobby Flay lost. Now stay tuned for Suicide Squad, starring Harley Quinn and the boy with the words written on his forehead, rated PG-13.
Amazing. Wow. See, Italiano, you won the case.
Thank you so much. I told you I'm the best lawyer.
Here's the crazy thing. He won it by being agreeable.
Yeah, by just saying he liked House of Gucci, which no one likes House of Gucci. Did you actually, were you lying?
I love House of Gucci. It reminds me of home. It's just like Mama used to make.
Wow. Incredible. Well, guys, this is, I mean,
my
great
mama
job.
Made films.
Oh, I thought you meant the food.
Yes.
Or the clothes.
My mama
what
made
did she
films
do?
Just like Mama used to make. My mama is Martin Scorsese's mama as well.
What?
That's my brother.
She's in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Well, guys, look, we're running out of time. Italiano, it's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
But we only have one time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
I love my mommy and I love my dad, and I sure hope that they won't be too mad, cause I made a stinky boom boom right in my pants, and since I'm 30 and not a baby, it's extremely sad, and I hope there's baby wipes inside of the plug bag.
Oh, well, that was charming. That was Baby Made a Boom Boom by Ferg Berger. Thank you so much to Ferg Berger for that wonderful plugs theme submission. What'd you think of that, Bob?
People have a lot of free time.
Bob, what do you want to plug? Obviously, you have some... Oh, your book, too. Want to talk about your book?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about my memoir. Comedy, 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 drama. If you want to hear all about the obscure comedy of the last 30 years, I can tell you about some of it.
That's fantastic. I've heard it's very good. I have not read it yet.
Oh, I wish I brought a copy for you.
I wish you had, too.
I mean, for the book release, we did the party, and
oh,
the,
you did.
The courses were done in the same way, comedy, 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 and the drama.
Oh, so it was funny food for
yeah, it was funny food. It was like like the grapes from when you go to a haunted house, somebody's haunted house. You know, yeah,
the grapes eyeballs. That Lucy was stomping
that feel like eyeballs or whatever.
Right, well, yeah. Banana peels,
and then yeah, like some of this like inedible, you know, like the strap of a Jansport backpack or something like that. And,
funny,
yeah.
And then how did you do drama?
Just the drama is, you know, it's dessert, but it's like a chicken figure. You know, it's like, oh, it's not what you thought. You know?
Yeah. This is like an M. Night Shyamalan kind of thing. Wow.
This is M. Night was there. Nicole Scherzinger. You know, the members of Queensryche were there. You know, I had Michael Rapaport, Leslie Jones.
What a team.
Rapaport shows up to a lot of your parties.
Yeah, Hieronymus Bosch was there. Michael Keaton, obviously, Joe Namath.
Obviously,
just some buddies. Namath, just sort of partying. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that's in stores now, Bob. But
sure, the book is in stores.
Also, Cowbell Sal is coming
ending,
to a close.
And wrapping up, so please do watch the final
and
two
and he is rapping during the final two episodes, right?
Well, I'm spoiler alert number 900. But yes, I do rap. Most of the episode.
Yeah.
If you've seen the show, you know I rap.
It makes sense. Yeah. In your off hours, we always see you like jotting down things in a notebook.
Yeah.
And I assumed they were raps.
The characters rap.
Yeah.
The original rapper.
Right. Bobby Flay, what do you want to plug? Anything?
Do you know the guy from Future Islands raps?
Yeah. I've heard that. I heard he's good too.
Under the name Hemlock Ernst.
I've heard he's okay.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
His 90s style is good.
Yeah.
You could just, follow, follow at Shrimp Jadge. At Shrimp JAJ on Twitter.
At Shrimp JAJ. That's all you want.
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine.
Is he at any of your parties? Or
yeah, he comes to my parties sometimes. Yeah, James Austin Johnson, he comes to some of my parties. You know, him, you know, maybe Leighton Meester might be there. I don't know. You know, the Gossip, all the Gossip Girl people. You know,
all the Gossip
Girl. Yeah, James is a huge fan of Gossip Girl. Yeah.
Wow, Bob worked with Leighton Meester once.
Oh, yeah?
I sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, Blair Underwood was there.
He was under there?
Blair from Gossip Girl and also the actor Blair Underwood were both there.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, incredible. Yeah. Italiano, what do you want to plug? Anything?
If you like TV shows, you can scream. You can scream. Scream for you liking TV shows. And you can also stream Grand Crew on Peacock or Hulu right now, all the episodes.
Oh, that's a great show.
And gear up for the season two. Also, if you like TV shows like Gossip Girl, there's a podcast that I like that's called XOXO Gossip Kings, where they rewatching the whole series of Gossip Girl. Listen to that wherever you get your podcast. Also, if you like other basketball TV shows, listen to The Flagrant Ones, hosted by Carl Tart, Hayes Davenport, and Sean Clements of Hollywood Handbook fame.
Well, that's a lot of plugs, but I'll allow it. All right. I want to plug. Look, we just finished the first week of the Comedy Bang Bang Tour. I think you might have been on one of these shows.
I will be.
You were.
I have worked.
But we have another 3 weeks to go. Starting this Wednesday, we're in San Francisco. And then we go to Portland, Vancouver, Seattle, and then all over the South and then the East. Come out and see us. You can get all of these tickets over at cbbworld.com/tour. And while you're at CBB World, you can also listen to the tour as we're doing it. We're putting up the shows as we do them, and all the Maximus subscribers get to listen to those. So subscribe and enjoy the entire tour. And all right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up.
Fantastic. That was Autumn Plug Bag by Digit Al, or Digital. I'm not quite sure how it's spelled. But thank you to Digit Al for that. And Bob, thank you so much for being here. Such an honor to have you in your
That's nice of you.
Your pre-Emmy month.
Well, we'll see what happens, boy.
Boy.
We gave it a run. We gave it
our best. Were nominated, so you're going to definitely go, so you get a free party.
I'm starting to paint my tuxedo now.
With what?
Black paint.
Oh, really? Did you buy it white? Is that?
No, I just think it needs a fresh coat.
Okay, great. And Bobby Flay, great to meet you. You got to do one of our parties here.
I'd love to do a Comedy Bang Bang party.
Yeah, we have weekly parties. Party. Yeah, definitely. You got to do one.
Yeah, Wolf. I mean, I could cook Wolf.
Yeah, that would be good. And the ears.
I could get the ears. I mean, the ears aren't necessarily best. I think it's more the underside. Very succulent.
Underside of the ears? Or?
Underside of the, I mean, you could do the underside of the ear. I just think it's a little, I don't know. It's not really the same as like you could do like a guanciale kind of thing. Yeah, like a pig ear. You know, you do like a pig ear, but you use the wolf ear.
Right. Okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever you want to do, though. It's great. But, you know, make it beforehand, though. You know,
I'm going to make you make it.
Why?
So he can yell at you.
So I can yell at you.
All right. I get it.
I'm going to bring the knives. You're inexperienced with knives that sharp. You're going to cut yourself. I yell at you. Call you. Oh, you're stupid. Or your parents made bad financial decisions in the 80s. You know, just general
they did,
insults.
They actually did. And Italiano Jones, thank you for fighting for me.
I will always fight for you, Scott. I love you just like my mama.
It's weird that you love me as much as you love your mama.
You have done more for me than she has.
I mean, she gave you life. Yeah, what have I given you?
She never let me come to the Sunset Boulevard area.
It's the Sunset Boulevard area. We got to be sure. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.